Unsanitary environments and lack of clean water can contribute to childhood stunting. They can affect gut function and can reduce the body's ability to digest and absorb essential nutrients. This is referred to as environmental enteric dysfunction, or in short, EED, which in itself is not stunting but may contribute to it. The International Atomic Energy Agency, or the IAEA, can foster the use of stable isotope techniques to help with the diagnosis of EED. Margaret Kosek is the associate professor at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health.
For some time, we realized that children with growth failure have failed to respond to nutritional interventions, and we believe that's because of the interplay between infections and inadequate diets. And what we really need is improved scientific technique to figure out why children cannot properly respond to nutritional interventions to obtain optimal growth.
Children are particularly susceptible to EED, which could be caused by consuming animal feces and generally living in unhealthy environments. Michael Zimmerman is the professor and head of the Human Nutrition Laboratory at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology.
Let's say a young girl who is stunted in early in life. When she grows up, a small woman like that will have much less success in terms of pregnancy outcomes. She is at higher risk for developing obesity later. She's at higher risk for developing anemia later. And this has really long-term echoes in terms of adult life, productivity, reproductive capability, risk for other chronic diseases of adulthood.
Isotopic techniques could be crucial in the diagnosis of EED. Cornelia Lawhell is the head of the nutrition section at the IAEA.
The IAEA can contribute with isotopic techniques that can be used to diagnose whether there is such a problem, whether the absorption or the absorptive capacity of the gut is influenced or not.
Isotopic techniques can be a helpful tool to diagnose and characterize EED in order to better target interventions to prevent and treat the condition. This will ultimately help reduce the burden of child stunting. This is Steve Thatcher, reporting from the IAEA headquarters in Vienna, Austria.